Hello and welcome to Guide the Truth 365, where I bring you news, coaching, tips and updates. Today we have reached 211. And today we're going to be talking about certainty. Now this is from my book, A Guide to Wealth and Fortune, Self-Develop, Lead and Grow. And chapter 8 is all about certainty and, well, of commitment. So trust the certainty of commitment and not the fear of failure. So, first of all, how do we actually stay committed? And what is so important about commitment? I mean, before we commit, we need to take the time really to seriously think about what we are actually committing to. And it is easy in the moment to just say yes to something and then realize later that we could not fulfill what we had planned to do in the first place. Or we found that we had actually overcommitted because we had just said yes in the moment. So thinking clearly before you leap is the most obvious step here. However, we all know that this is not an easy task. So no one likes it when they're let down, and they may not know that you have overcommitted in the moment, so they will then be felt disappointed. Yeah. So when we do commit, you're better off to say at first, let me check XYZ and I will then get back to you. Because by letting someone down can create uncertainty within your relationship, and it can also affect your validity or your integrity with that person, company or business. Okay, so making better relationships really here is the goal. And if we solve the reasoning behind that commitment and make sure that we can fulfill it, then by saying yes, that is actually what we're doing. We are committing to the word that we have spoken. So usually fear and trust are two words that come up when we talk about commitment. You know, commitment is really that catalyst to the change. And we all know that saying nobody likes change and think carefully before you act. But in this case, it is the commitment that we are changing within ourselves. So by committing to something is the change. Yeah? Because we do make excuses when fear sinks in or when we have trust issues from the past. When we're ready to commit, these two things normally come up before we can make that decision. So a commitment actually obligates you to doing something, doesn't it? Some commitments are large, like marriage or taking an oath or financial commitments. And a commitment is a pledge that obligates you to a certain course of action. So are you committed to going to the gym? Yes, okay, let's sign up for 12 months. You are now committing yourself to change, yeah? And this is why people don't go forward and do things. One, they're either fearful that they can't, that they won't succeed because they may not have in the past, or two, they don't trust the whole process and that the 12-month outcome will actually give them what they desire, okay? So committing to the action. So the commitment is one of the most important principles of success, okay? Commitments are powerful because they influence how we think, sound, and how we act. Commitment is not a half-hearted hope, or at least give it a best-shot scenario. Making a commitment means that you will try harder and you are in it for the long haul, yeah? So look for solutions when faced with adversity. Quitting is actually never an option when you want to succeed, and fully committing to the act will create that success. Okay, so that's it for tonight. As you know, those of you who are listening who are regular, I like to keep it under 5 minutes. Again, this is from my book that will be released soon. But it is on Amazon now, so you're welcome to go there, take a look. That's Guided Truths, that's Life Results 365, A Guide to Wealth and Fortune, Self-Develop, Lead and Grow. Thank you.